Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. What a cracking show we've got today. It's a corker.
You sound so up and perky, and you didn't say hump day.
Start again, Dave. No, don't. Okay. Seriously. Who's our guest today, Jane?
Our guest today is Tom Ballard, everyone.
Great. Very funny guy. Man.
And we'll look forward to
his
having him on.
First appearance on our show.
It's his very first.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you very much, Tom, for coming on. I call bullshit, not on Tom Ballard, on quite a few things, including Married at First Sight. Oh, my God.
You've got to let it go, Jay.
I rue the day I started watching this show.
Guess what? We're going to go wild.
Are we?
Again.
I love doing
that. There's some cracking stories we've got to wade through. I cannot wait.
How about this college story that's going around the USA? Now, nothing makes my blood boil or makes me happier than seeing rich, entitled people get found out.
Oh, yeah.
Story of the, year so far.
Unbelievable.
This is where people are rorting and faking up college degrees for their kids to get into college.
We're going to ask you, what have you done for your kids? What are you prepared to do?
That's right.
For your kids.
Now, we've also got some word that's come through about The Voice.
Oh, jeez.
A hostage situation has taken place.
Give us a call if you're in that audience, by the way.
Yes.
We want to speak to you.
We really want to find out what went on. 133353, were you in the Voice audience where you were not allowed out for over 9 hours?
9 hours?
Yes.
Oh, Mayday, Mayday. What is going on? We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much more to wade through, but let's start at the top. Hello to you, Jane Kennedy.
Okay, Mick, I'm so glad you're here because about 1 o'clock today, Dave, I got a text from Mick.
That was an off-the-record conversation.
And basically it just said, I'm 50-50.
At what time?
I was about one, hang on.
Oh, okay, just a few
about
hours
1 o'clock
ago.
Today.
When I woke up.
When he woke up. And I said, it was 1:03. You said you'll soldier on like a trooper.
Oh, well done.
And here I am.
And here you are. And I said, why don't you have a heart starter beer and a burger and make you feel better?
Well, I've had a heart starter beer. I'm having a hair of a dog as we speak, and I should point out that dog is a St. Bernard. So I'm a bit dusty, and I went to a restaurant. We got on the red wines.
Red wine during the week, that's no good.
Yeah.
That's no good for
I Tuesday left night. That restaurant like Grant Hackett in a wheelchair. You know when he's leaving a place?
Or is it the one when he's found in his underpants at Crown?
No, I actually turned up there in my underpants.
My God.
I was drinking for Australia with some very good friends, some who I hadn't seen for ages. Just don't promote excessive drinking, by the way.
No.
But I just happened to do it occasionally.
You just had to let go.
The wheels fell off. What time? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But not my worst outing.
No, not your worst.
Did I ever tell you about the night this many, many, many years ago?
There's so many of these stories
when
that
I was
start
walking
like this,
home,
isn't there, Dave?
When I was living in Melbourne and I woke up in Captain Cook's cottage.
Oh, that's right.
Now, was that the time you were with a girl or not?
I just can't.
The bed was really small, though, right?
We remember
tiny,
that bit.
Hey, now, what about you? When I left you were going
night.
To eight parent-teacher
meet,
interviews.
Yeah.
How'd it
so
go?
So here's the difference between Mick and my night, Dave. You're out on the tear at a fancy restaurant, a town restaurant.
Going bonkers.
Going bonkers. I am racing from work to get to kids' school for two high school students, parent-teacher meetings, and they were scheduled from 6:50.
Wow.
Till 8:30 p.m. was the last one.
And you told me that they rack these up, don't they?
They rack them up. They're 10 minutes each. But guess what people do?
What?
Oh, my God.
Linger.
What is wrong with parents who do not understand you have 10 minutes? We're not there for a whole day, mate.
They care about their children.
And then you say to your kids, I'm going to get behind. If I don't get in, what more can they want to talk about with their children? Time's ticking on, ticking, ticking. I said, I'm going to hover. And the kids are going, Mum, don't hover. It's so embarrassing.
Are the kids there too?
Yes, you go with your kids,
right? That's a bit brutal for the kids.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How awkward.
Were they on their best behaviour? All good?
They were. Of course it's good because they fool everyone. All the teachers think our kids are all right.
Really?
They
fool
them all.
I know what they get up
to. Okay,
now, is the missus back, Dave?
Good news.
Oi!
No, wow, she's not back. But
good news, she's not back.
No, I didn't mean like that. I said it the wrong way.
We're about to hear the music first.
Good news, she'll be back on Saturday.
Will there be a little bit of...
I mean, there's been plenty of that going on by myself.
Oh, hang on. We don't need to know that information. All right.
I thought I had a big night.
We're putting a call out. Now, we're going to tell you a story. This is actually through our mate, Grant Daniel, we must say, who found out about the voice audience being held hostage. Let us know. Call us now. Do you know anyone who was involved in this?
Yeah.
A survivor. We want to speak to a survivor.
Yeah. Correct. It's 133353. And help us out here. We've got to know what went on.
Well, thanks to Ford, the 2018 plate clearance is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we read in the newspaper actually today, news.com is reporting.
This is my favourite story today.
It is my favourite story too. Our mate Grant Denyer has claimed that audience members had to call police, in fact, to escape a recording of The Voice.
Wow.
Now, we know that sometimes when you're a studio audience and you're recording a show and it's perceived as being live to air, we know they're taped, sometimes they go two,
people
3 hours,
shock sometimes
right?
When they think, they get a bit of shock. An hour.
Correct, because the finished product is only an hour and a half or 2 hours on TV. These people were in there apparently for 9 hours.
What?
And this is to see, I mean, there was the knockout section, I think, of the show.
They were running 3 hours over and the audience had already been there for 9 hours.
Oh, well, for goodness sakes.
For the record. It got so bad the audience started booing.
That's a lot of editing, isn't it?
Now,
when the judges started pressing the buzzers, people were booing.
In a statement, though, Channel 9 have got back and said, sure, the records for the knockout round did run over, as often filming does, but no one was held against their will.
That's
and they were free to leave as soon as it was safe to do so. So they must be implying that it wasn't safe for them.
It was a safety issue, was it?
To leave the studios of Nine. Now,
this is fantastic.
Yes.
Sorry.
Where
would you rather be? Stuck on Manus Island or stuck inside? It's like a detention centre, isn't it? Because 9 hours ago, I'd be riding. I'd set fire to what's his name's hat?
Boy George. I would sit on Boy George's hat for a start.
At 9 hours, I would eat someone.
So the judges.
This is a fully fledged riot.
It is. The coaches
tip some
this year.
Over.
Delta. Goodrum, Guy Sebastian, Kelly Rowland and Boy George.
ISIS was formed in these circumstances.
But you're right, Mick. I don't think people understand, though, when they go to see a television show recorded, often, if it's live, it's live. That's it. For an hour, you know, the show will go. But if you're pre-recording something like The Voice is.
Can you think of a worse show to be trapped in? Q&A?
Q&A, yes.
That would probably
100%
be
100% Q&A.
Hey, we need to speak to someone on the ground who was there. Was it a safety issue?
Give
Have
us
you
a
been
call
traumatized?
Now. And don't worry, we'll help you. We'll help you. We'll get you compensation for your troubles.
Sure.
If you were caught in the audience.
These people will be in therapy. They'll be weaving baskets in the country.
This is really terrible. Give us a call,
133353.
Give us a call. And we want to hear from anybody who was there. Just help us through and we'll get you some therapy.
Yeah. 9 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's just insane. All right, we'll come back.
133353, give us a ring if you were there.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have been telling you, well, it was Grant Denyer actually broke the story, that an audience has been held against their will.
3 hours late, 9 hours total.
And this is for recording of The Voice. All right. Hold on, everybody. Welcome to the show for 9 hours.
9 hours.
It got so
Make
bad.
Make yourself comfy.
It got so bad, audience members started ringing the cops. They were calling 000 and saying, help me. I'm being held against my will at Studio 3 in Fox Studios at The Voice set. We have got one of those people.
Have we?
And we're very happy to not use his real name.
No, because you had to sign a waiver of some description.
Hello, John. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
John, you were there.
Talk us through it.
Tell us what happened.
Are you traumatised?
Yeah, it was pretty traumatising by the time we finished, so we got there at 2 o'clock.
We
were only supposed to go till 7.30 and 10.30 I walked down. It was still going.
10.30?
So did they try and stop? What did they suggest when people started, you know, after about 7 hours? I assume they let people go to the toilet.
Yeah, they did it in, like, there was a break and they let a few people go at a time.
So they didn't want a mass exodus of people running to the toilet and climbing out the window.
Yeah, that's right, because then there'd be no one sitting in the crowd when they were filming.
Were you having food or drink at this stage at any time of this 9 hours of being held hostage, John?
Yeah, they give you a bottle of water and a packet of chips. And they were gluten-free shitty chips. Oh, sorry about that.
I must have had a free shipment coming.
Tell me, at the nine-hour mark, what was Boy George's demeanour like?
Yeah.
It was just hectic.
John, tell me, I think we all want to know, what was the hold-up? Why was it taking so long?
Oh, because I was just filming all the little bits that I could have filmed when there was no audience there, really.
I can't wait. I'm going to be able to pick this episode, I reckon.
Hey, John.
By the booing.
Thank you for calling up.
Thank you, John.
We'll give you a prize for calling up, John, because that was very brave of you, because Lord knows you don't want you don't want Boy George running after you.
$100 fuel card right. coming your way, John. Thank you, mate.
We have someone else who was there.
Yeah.
Yes, John. Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, you've got the crew walking around with pizza and we're getting the packet.
No.
That's really sticking the knife
in. Sorry, John, just quickly. Were you booing? Was that true?
I didn't hear no booing because the contestants were outstanding, but it was just hectic.
All right. Good on you, John. Thanks for that. Let's go to Shane. Shane, your daughter was in the audience. Can you tell us what time you dropped her off?
I dropped her off possibly one-ish so she could get in the queue early and get some good seats.
Yep.
And I think she stood in the queue for about an hour and a half.
You've got to queue up to even get a seat. What's that?
Well, she was trying to get a good seat, right at the front. So, yeah.
Near the doors. That's a good seat.
Yeah.
Near the exit.
Well, she ended up getting a good seat, which was worse because she was stuck right down the front.
In the world of filming television shows, what you don't want is audience members to leave because they like to do the audience reaction shots. Yeah. And if there's big gaping holes, then they're in trouble.
This is a nightmare.
That was it.
How is she? Is she okay? Is she getting help? What's happening?
I had a couple of days off. She's okay. She's all right.
Hang on.
Her friend is still there.
It seems pretty extreme, Shane, to keep people there. And you know what? There's ways to go about this, and it seems, did she got a bit of water and some crappy chips too?
It's the parents waiting for them.
Oh, no. You weren't waiting about...
Yeah. Well, a couple of hours.
Oh, Shane. No. So the domino effect.
Yeah.
Hey, Shane, we've got
a... smash and grab on the studio.
We got a prize for you too, Shane.
Going to give you a $100 fuel card as well, Shane.
And hope you don't have to wait for your daughter for that long at any other show recording.
This is truly...
Come on.
Channel 9 should turn this into some kind of reality program.
Well, they probably will.
You lock everyone in.
They probably
will. Drive
them
mad.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for calling up. There you go. Normally, it doesn't take that long, can tell you. But you've got to lift your game there, producers of The Voice.
There should be a march for everyone in that studio audience. Yeah. One day a year, we should clap them down.
Or a ribbon. Let's think of a
colour. I was there that day.
That's right.
Lest we forget.
Oh.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Here's a story that you're going to see plastered all over the newspapers, TV.
This is huge.
It's hit the US already.
Wow.
And it is a big story.
Channels.
This is a US college bribery scheme. And it has just been uncovered. It was investigated by the FBI.
It's beyond the pale.
300 law enforcement FBI agents swept across the country to make arrests. And they actually have called or codenamed the operation Operation Varsity Blues.
Okay.
Now, this is a very interesting scheme, what these very wealthy parents did, including Lori Loughlin from Full House and Felicity Huffman, who was a desperate housewife.
Yeah, that's right.
This is what...
They're cooked, by the way. They're officially done.
They had a scheme to help them get their children into extremely elite universities and colleges such as Yale and Stanford. What they did is so extreme and outrageous and disgusting to get them over the line. For example, they faked a sporting record for children. So doing rowing is a very elite sport and gets you in if you've a great rower.
Yeah.
What they've done is what I think was Lori Loughlin's daughters.
Two girls.
Never rowed in their lives.
No, hang on. They took a snapshot of them on a rowing machine.
On a rowing machine, right? They didn't row. She had said they were elite rowers.
They got to row at university level.
And they got scholarships because of that. There's other schemes where they have got children are encouraged to have a sick day when you take your entrance exam to get into one of these universities.
Oh.
So they're not there. Then they go, I'll set it another day. Mm. They pay off the people to watch them in a smaller room. So they're on the kill. Then they also have
some of them
put in
faked.
Other fake people to set the exam.
Some of them actually by pretending to be handicapped.
Yes.
And they said, we're going to put you in on your day only because you're special. And then someone went in with them and helped them fill out the form. This is
correct.
An absolute...
Now, we are predicting such fury across the board. And heaven help if it happens here in Australia. I don't know if it does, but...
Same level of fury I reckon you would get if you faked cancer, maybe.
Correct.
Or,
I agree.
Or war medals that weren't yours, maybe.
Military. That's right. For every student that was admitted through fraud... An honest, hardworking student didn't get
ordinary it. Folk.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we've got, it's all over the news. Let's just have a listen to the US attorney explain how he's taken this.
We're not talking about donating a building so that a school's more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about deception and fraud. Fake test scores, fake athletic credentials, fake photographs, bribed college officials.
Some spent anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million for guaranteed admission.
Okay.
Felicity Huffman's daughter apparently got 400 extra points on her SAT exams.
Wow, what a mystery.
Through this scheme. Okay. Like she could end up being a doctor or something.
That's correct. Right.
And operating on someone. And it's probably... You're a dummy.
Correct. Yeah. She's literally... Now...
Wow. Well,
now, Felicity Huffman's actually been arrested.
Oh, no kidding.
She's been bailed for $250,000. No, they're going to go to jail. This is massive.
It's been a sting. They've recovered phone calls. They've got records of it. And here's the FBI agent talking about it.
Wealthy parents paid Singer about $25 million in total to have someone either take the exam for their child or to correct their child's answers afterward. Singer worked with the parents to fabricate impressive athletic profiles for their kids, including fake athletic credentials or honors or fake participation in elite club teams.
I've just got one thing to say.
What's that mean?
Thanks, Mum and Dad. Thanks. If you loved me,
fat lot
I could
of good
have been
you
anything. Could be a senator now.
Do you know what I love, too? One of the faked up images that Lori Loughlin apparently did for her daughters who claimed they were rowers.
Yes.
In fact, that she said there are cocks, but she had them sort of rowing, which coxes don't do. Sorry, that's coming from a rowing parent. I do know that much.
This is hideous, and rich people rorting the system is never fun. But
it's so uncool.
At the expense of ordinary boys and girls makes me
your blood boil. But we did talk about this. Now, we wouldn't, I trust all
lengths.
Of us, we wouldn't go to those lengths.
No.
But sometimes, I mean, you do something for your kid, you go to great lengths to do something to help them
what
achieve.
What would you do? 1-333-5-3
1-333-5-3
Do something for my boys. I've got my hands full just keeping them out of juvie. that's what I can do for them.
That is very good of you.
No,
that's
you know
true.
What I can do? What? I haven't done it yet, but this is probably the only thing I could ever offer them. I might be able to get them into the Richmond change rooms, like before or after.
That's pretty cool.
Which
right?
For the boys.
But that's cool, and that's a good thing to do. But you're
not taking anyone's place.
You're not rorting any system.
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't have thought.
What have you done for you?
Well,
gone the extra yard.
Oh, look. I've got a paleontologist on my hands, so I may have bought a life-size dinosaur for the backyard.
And had it shipped in.
Of course.
That's
I mean,
great.
You do things like that. That's what I spend my
heart on. Came from a children's playground for underprivileged
children. No, it did not. It was closing down. You know where I think it's probably come from, One Nation? It's probably Clive Palmer's uncle at Sanctuary Cove. Right.
Dave.
Look, I got my daughter a meet and greet with Taylor Swift.
Good. See, money can't buy that.
Yeah,
bribery
cool.
can,
that's
but
yeah. 1-333-5-3 Come on,
that's
get involved.
What
tell
saying.
Us, what have you done? That extra yard to do something special
extra
for your kids.
Kid. Go.
Give us a call.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
The college admissions cheating scandal is worldwide breaking news.
It's a rort.
Yes.
Rich people are on the rort. They've been busted. They've been taking the spots of ordinary people. It's a shonk. Mm. They've gone too far for their own kids. I
and mean, what
they're doing it for their kids.
But what are they just? How are they justifying it?
So this is a case they're trying to mount, which is because they have to take so many black kids now and so many Asian kids, and there's quota systems that they have to try.
So they're saying the white people are missing out on privilege.
That's right.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, white people are struggling with it.
Gee, amazing. Now, we asked the question that what have you done for your kids? We're not saying rorting the system or anything like that. We're saying, you go above and beyond the call of duty. Rebecca, how are you going, Rebecca?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you ready to confess? What have you done to get your kid over the line?
Well, when he was about three or four, I think he was about to turn four, he was in a colouring competition, and he desperately wanted the bike, and he couldn't colour to save himself, so I coloured in for him.
But I'm guessing there's a bit of finessing in how you coloured in as a three-year-old.
I had to make it look like a three-year-old, so it wasn't quite in the line.
Yeah, think pro heart.
He won it.
Yeah,
he's won a bike. Mum's coloured it in. Well done, Rebecca.
That's funny.
Now he's eight, and he's got another colouring competition, and he gave it to me the other day. He says, "Can you please colour this in?"
Oh, your track record is pretty good,
sailed, son. Well done, Rebecca.
Thank you. Let's go to Jane. Hi, Jane. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. What have you done for your kids?
I don't know if you remember Wonderland, Australia's Wonderland.
I do, yes.
It's a ride, it's a theme park.
And you had to be a certain height to get on the ride.
Yeah.
And my daughter was very short for her age, so I bought her those big high sneakers.
That added about 10 centimetres, didn't it?
Oh, Jane, that's funny.
It got her past the 160 mark.
Well, that's a prize.
She's 29 now and she still talks about it.
Oh, my
those sneakers so I could get on the rides at Wonderland.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're getting you a prize. That's what I love about these Triple M callers. Wow. You're on the case, guys. This is funny.
These are brilliant.
Hello, Anne. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. What did you do for your kids?
My son's a guitarist, and I used my contacts to get him on stage to play with Pete Murray.
Oh, wow. Okay, now talk us through that. How did Pete just all of a sudden say, and we happen to have a, I don't know if this kid can play guitar. Oh, let's have a crack. Is that how it happened?
What did they do?
No, it was organised during the afternoon when the guys were setting up. And Pete got Bailey out the back with him and they ran through the song. They did Opportunity.
Oh, great.
What are your contacts? Come on, Ant.
Yeah.
Who did you know? A tour manager or someone?
No, I actually used to work at the pub that they played at.
Yeah. And anyway, how'd he go? Did he perform?
He certainly did, and he was an absolute hit. Didn't make any mistakes.
Oh, well done.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. So that paid off.
Well done.
Good on you, Anne.
Like
Let's go to Toad. Toady.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, good. What you been up to with your footy coach, mate?
Well, my daughter wasn't the greatest footballer to ever grace the field, I must admit. She was getting a little bit frustrated with not getting a game, so I spoke to her coach on the side and said, "Look, dude, seriously, if she gets on the field, there may be a few beers in the footy section."
Now you know footy coaches love all that stuff from parents.
Well, I know you like a beer, this bloke, so I said, "All right." He goes, "All right, cool." So, long story short, she got a full game of footy next week and he got the boot slap the crowd.
Well done, Toad.
Good one. Anything for the kids. That's what you're doing. Hello, Jason.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good. What'd you get for you? How did you make your child happy?
Well, I got two older daughters. They're 22 and 20 now, but like 10 plus years ago, we were living in Brisbane. Mm. Happened to be listening to a radio station. They were giving away Delta Goodrum tickets.
Yeah.
Right. I got through, but you had to have your daughter with you. One hates Delta, one loves Delta, the one that hated Delta. We got through, we won the competition, and then she goes, "I hate my sister so much, I want to go."
So she had to pretend she liked Delta.
Well, no, the thing was, though, I wanted to win them for my daughter who wanted to go, but Delta wouldn't give them up. So when I came to the station to go and pick it up, I put a sob story on saying, "Oh, the one who wants to go has been so sick and in and out of hospital." I'm just having hell for it. I really do it. Yeah. But I,
you're nearly faking cancer now.
No, I didn't go that far. Come on. But, you know,
she ended up going?
And I end up getting more tickets and we end up going.
Here's a tip.
Don't take them to The Voice. If they want to see Delta, avoid The Voice.
Good tip. Hey, we've got another. Quickly, we'll get for a few more. Hello, Will. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
What'd you do, mate?
Mate, my nephew was a Humphrey fan, and a couple of years ago, you couldn't get anywhere near him.
Very hard to meet.
Yes.
I knew Humphrey because of a connection through AFL clubs. He was the guy that was Humphrey was also an AFL mascot.
Yeah. Oh,
shocking alcoholic, apparently.
Spoiler alert.
So I rang him and said, "Look, can I get a stuffed toy for my nephew?" And he said, "Mate, I'm actually appearing just up the road from where your sister lives. Tell her to come and see me." But the funny thing was trying to convince my sister without telling her the connection that I spoke to Humphrey. She ended up hanging up on me.
Yeah,
saying,
because Humphrey doesn't talk. Good on you, Will. Thanks for the calls, everyone.
That's great parenting all around.
It is. And not great parenting, you know, from Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
At least, you know, when she's been arrested, by the way. I don't think she'll go to jail. That's, you know,
she's been bailed. Happen.
She at least could play herself in the Netflix movie of the whole series. Yes. She can actually do
very
that.
Very good. I
thanks
like
everyone,
it. Well done.
Too.
Yeah. Hey, Mick and Jane gone wild. Yes, it's coming up right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. Yeah. This is Kennedy Malloy. Mick and Jane gone wild.
When you're watching the baseball in Florida, you don't expect this unusual occurrence to happen.
What happened?
Well, I think I'll leave it to the commentators to explain. It happened on Saturday during the eighth inning of a game between Jacksonville State and Jacksonville University. And play was momentarily halted as this occurred.
Hawk, and he just dropped a fish in the outfield. It's an osprey out there that just dropped a fish out in shallow right field. And now a bald eagle has entered the scene and everything has come to a halt.
Quick, where's the organist? Well,
Connor Stevens is going out in shallow right. The eagle circling overhead. Stevens has the fish wrapped up in a towel, and he makes his way back over to the home dugout.
Okay, and what's funny is the baseball's official Twitter account pointed out, after the osprey was bothered by the eagle, a dolphin, which is the Jacksonville sports team's, the Dolphins, recovered the fish to complete the menagerie-induced
delay.
What
type of fish was it?
What kind
of fish? It was a flathead.
A flathead? Yeah, nice little tasty
Pirelli.
Little whiting fillet.
A cod. Hey, while we're talking fish, the biggest fish of all is a whale, and a diver who was swimming off the coast of South Africa to photograph sharks when it all went dark because he was swallowed by a whale.
What the hell?
A whale grabbed him. Now.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm unsure of the etiquette, but are you allowed to punch a whale like a shark?
Oh.
Like if you...
From the inside? How'd he get out?
Are you allowed to punch a whale or would...
Well, if it swallowed you,
but that's crazy. Hang on.
Or kick it in the balls. Can you kick it? Can you kick the whale?
The does a whale
the
have balls?
I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll have to ask Dr. Chris that one.
Dr. Chris Brown.
I'm just wondering how
that's
he got out.
That's one for Dr. Harry Cooper. Get him on the line.
Does a whale have balls?
They'd be
that's
big
the question.
Did,
okay, here's one I've got.
Be like bowling balls.
Well, that's hence. I don't think we've ever seen a whale looks very
innies.
Smooth yeah, on the inside. Underneath.
We'll have to get a whale to send us a dick pic.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What else have you got?
When you're paragliding and you're landing, you just want to have the space all clear. Yeah. But, you know, as an Australian paraglider, you're coming down. Oh, how cute. There's a few kangaroos around.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Well, let's have a listen to this landing.
What's up, Skip? Hey, go away. kangaroos.
Well, that's a warm welcome.
He said, I hate kangaroos.
What's that, Skip? That is hilarious.
He just landed.
We would have been waiting for him.
That's right. He came down, landed in a national park, and had an unprovoked attack by the kangaroos. The worst thing was for the poor guy.
He got roughed up.
He had no phone reception. He had to pack up his, you know, chute and walk about 5 Ks.
Being stalked by a kangaroo.
To try and get help.
Hey, we've got time for one more. Yeah. I'd like to do this one. Woolly mammoth. They could be back.
Oh, what?
Oh, well, they're one of my favourite prehistoric animals.
Yeah, but that's because they're like the rock stars of prehistoric
they're pretty cool looking
animals.
I have to say. 28,000 years ago.
Well, woolly mammoth cells have been brought back to life.
So exciting.
Cells from a woolly mammoth that died 28,000 years ago have begun to show signs of biological activity after they were implanted in mouse cells. Wow, that's going to be a
in
big
a mouse.
That's going to be a big mouse.
That's so dumb.
It's going to be a big furry mouse. It's going to be a mouse that's got hair like an Afghan.
That is fantastic. I wouldn't have thought they would do it in a mouse,
but
though.
Why the woolly mammoth? Like, you go,
why
well,
so
we
cool?
want to see a woolly mammoth, but you know, it's a little something for the dodo.
Oh, it's their just little, friendly face little and their little horns.
Well, the Tassie tiger. Let's get one of those.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Really?
Pack on the run.
The dodo bird.
But woolly mammoths were everywhere.
They weren't everywhere.
They were like Labradors in
your woolly mammoth.
Woolly Mammoth.
I liked their, they always seemed blue to me in the cartoons.
That
so
was
that's
the Flintstones, Jane.
That were blue.
Okay, that's the end of it.
Sorry,
That was a really good Gone Wild.
Listen, I know all about animals. I've told you that before. All right. Well, coming up soon.
That was a good Gone Wild.
Yeah, it was.
That's right.
Really wild.
It was.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, in the last break, we went wild and you played a man being attacked by a kangaroo as he landed. Can we play it again?
Yeah.
What's up, Skip? Hey, go away. Kangaroos.
Gold.
Australia.
There's just something funny when animals attack.
I love it.
I cite you, Stephen Jacobs, on the...
On
the weather. This is one of my favourite. I know I play it all the time.
I know why you love it too.
It's
because he actually names the species, which makes it all the more
before
enjoyable.
Before it goes off the rails.
Have a listen.
Big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
I am easily
attacked by animals. Oh my! And you know, you told me, didn't you, that the woman apologised to the zoo who jumped into where a jaguar.
To get a selfie. She's come out. She goes, "Yeah, that was my fault."
It should be.
You reckon? Yeah. Hey, we're gonna.
We'll be right back.
We're gonna take the news and come back. Tom Ballard.
See you soon.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
I'm losing it.
Get this man a drink.
Get me a beer.
It's not that complicated. You've got a brewery.
Come on.
That's true.
I do.
What's going on?
Well, heads will roll. Hey, it's a big second hour. I call bullshit. Give us something. Maths.
Yes, correct. Also, Corona have done, speaking of beer, have done something you think is a crime against
beer,
humanity.
Jane. Don't call it
I'm
beer.
Sorry. It's Corona, not. The institution,
what
has done that.
What manner of evil
as well.
Is this?
It is very
strange.
Take
your calls, take your tweets.
We will.
So much to wade through, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Tom Ballard is an angry millennial who's had enough.
Here's the thing that really annoys me about Australian politics. We don't assassinate our leaders.
He's had enough of the baby boomers.
Too much attitude from people who need to be shown five times how to use Apple TV. Okay? How do I take Netflix? I don't know, mate. You went to uni for free. You figure it out.
And he's had enough of Triple M. If this sketch on his old TV show Tonight means anything to go by.
At Triple M, normally we play songs like K-San, Back in Black, Run to Paradise.
Back in Black again.
Back in Black again. That's a good song. But for the Aussist 100, we're going to play those exact same songs, but with a number in front of them.
Clearly, he hasn't had enough of working, though, with both a new live show and a play based on Q&A touring at the moment. Would you please welcome Tom Ballard?
Hello, Tom Ballard.
Hello. I didn't write that sketch.
This is your...
I love Triple M.
We know you do. This is your virgin appearance on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, what an honour.
You're losing your cherry here.
How you doing, Mick?
I'm good. I'm a bit shaky. I've had a big night. I'm just trying to find a beer in Triple M somewhere.
I don't think it's that hard. We should be the home of beer.
I would have assumed that you have a producer dedicated entirely to providing Mick Malloy with beer.
Well, right. Hang on. The door's open. Here we go.
There it is.
Well done, Whitney.
I say in future you just give me one of those hats with the two bottles.
Well, why not,
two
I
beer
say?
Cans attached to it.
Hey, I was about to say quickly, you go ahead.
Most of those bits we just heard, which are bloody funny, were from your Tonight, your TV show on the ABC, which I'm sorry to say... was removed because I thought it was great. Oh. We had a good, you know, we got a good leg up at the ABC back in the day, and it's exactly the type of show they should have been making. And shame on the ABC.
Hey, how's your relationship with Ida?
I have no contact with Ida Buttrose. I think we have similar values.
I think so.
She would appreciate my language.
We're still waiting for a CEO to be announced at the ABC. So Michelle Guthrie, I don't think it was not happening there with you guys.
She liked us.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it was a crazy time. She was shown the door 2 weeks. After we got cancelled, by the way, so never cross me, Jane. I will destroy you and bring you down.
That is heavy going stuff when you say that, Tom. I'll tell you what struck me before, and we're just listening again to that intro. Did you have to pay for your university Did you go to university? Is
I went to university for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I dropped out of a law degree.
Wow. Yeah.
To do comedy, like my heroes, Mick Malloy and Jen Kennedy.
Oh.
And I actually got there on a scholarship, so I didn't pay anything.
Well, that's incredible. Now, which tells me.
What a cool, relatable guy.
There's a little bit of brains going up there for you. But you were actually 14 years old when you started doing comedy. How is that? And how did your friends react when you started to do that? Did they go, hey, mate, we're all funny at 14, because every 14-year-old I know thinks they're hilarious.
Oh, God.
What made you stand out?
Well, I didn't. It's obnoxious, the idea that a 14-year-old would have anything to say about the world. I was doing jokes about all the girls I liked. And I think there was definitely a poo joke in there. And I think it was just my overwhelming confidence from some reason my parents told me to believe in myself. And, I kept doing stand-up.
And how did it manifest itself? Were you doing stand-up at 14 or were you getting in comedy plays and writing stuff? What were you doing?
Yeah, Melbourne Comedy Festival does a competition called Class Clowns.
I remember seeing you in early days in that, yes. Wow. And you did stand out, I have to say, because, again, it's quite discerning to pick a kid who is actually understands nuance, irony, you know, and that's very a bit mature with that.
Have we talked about the fact that, I auditioned for you were talking about doing.
Oh, I know the bloody. It was what is it? What's the show when you walk in the door?
Thank God you're here.
Yes. And we did.
Where the F have you been, I think.
Well, what is it like having made so many television shows you can't remember the name?
Pardon me. There was a time when we were going to make a kids' version of Thank God You're Here. And I auditioned 100 children.
Cash grab, that is, but go.
Well, it was not cynical because I said, I'm not sure if we can get it together. And I auditioned 100 kids to see if they had the chops to do it because people underestimate how hard it is to walk through that door. Anyway, there was probably only 2 good kids. I think, did I talk to you?
I was one of them.
Yes, you were one of them. You were perhaps, there was only one and there was one other guy and I just said, I've got 2 guys. We can't do a show with it. And that honestly is the truth.
That's it. Done it. Everybody go home. Do you remember the first joke you wrote, like when you were 14, or have you got one that stood out for you?
The joke when when I was 16 years old, it was about fun-sized Mars bars. I said, ever since they brought out those fun-sized Mars bars, I've completely stopped worrying about the size of my penis. Because now I know it's not disappointing, it's fun size. Now, if Tom Gleason hears this interview, he will be furious. He argues that he wrote that joke years before me at university, and it was his. I'm just saying I did it, got a round of applause at the Royal Comedy National Final.
You've got
and then I was beaten
manners.
By someone called Hannah Gadsby. I don't know what happened.
Hannah. Heard that.
She's gone nowhere.
She won't go anywhere. Don't worry about that. Hey, will you stick
Hang
around?
About, please.
We want to talk about what you're up to. You've got comedy festival shows, you've got TV shows coming
tour.
Up, have you? Yeah.
Great.
Tom Ballard is our special guest. By the way, that beer has come from the boss's office.
Oh!
I've just been informed.
It's where it should be. Found its home.
Kennedy Malloy.
Where's mine?
He can come and see me.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Ballard in studio with us, by the way. Tom's show, his stand-up show, Enough, and his play, Kwanda, a play. Head to comedy.com.au. But we're talking Brisbane next week for the comedy show at the Brisbane City Hall from the 19th to the 24th of March, then the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 28th, and Sydney doing some shows too from the 9th to the 12th
You're on the road.
May.
Have you got a posse? How do you travel? What
I've
do you
got
do?
Literally nothing else on. No, I don't have a posse.
Can I ask you about Kwanda, the play? I'm interested by this one because is it sort of I'm going to say there's satire involved. Is this to do with Q&A? What's going on?
It is legally distinct from, but inspired by the ABC's Q&A program.
Can you set it up for us, Tom?
Well, I have happened to fill in for Tony. If people don't know the show, it's like The Verdict.
It's like The Voice.
Yes, people are locked
in. It's like
a
middle-aged dinner party where people are very happy with their own views.
Yes.
Correct.
You take it from there.
Absolutely correct. And nothing is achieved, and I want to destroy my television every week. And I thought that'd be a fun place to start a play. I've always wanted to write a play, and it's just people sitting around talking, isn't it? That's all theatre is.
Sure.
So that's what Q&A is, and so I thought, well, it'd be fun to sort of have a play in that world. And of course, you know that thing that happens in Australian politics where we replace our leaders on a very regular basis.
Correct.
What if that happened during an episode of Q&A?
Also, you can rotate the panelists.
No, not so much. It's more about politicians on the panel realizing their political career is over as they're on live television and they begin to let everyone know exactly what
they're
doing.
That sounds like a reality show to me.
Just be careful. Working Dog have been known to lift stuff.
Hey!
Haven't had an original idea.
No, I tell you.
You want to
Hey, I'll sue you. We're very litigious.
You stole Frontline from Ricky Gervais' extras, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey,
disgusting.
Go look at the timeline. And the office, yeah.
So any spare time, what do you do? So you're travelling and you're doing your shows. Are you, well, how do you spend your time off?
Looking for love.
Well, I was going to ask that. What's your situation in love at the moment?
It's depressing and lonely.
Really?
I need to...
Do you have an animal? Do you have a cat? Is that cliche to ask you?
That's illegal. Okay, Jane.
He's a young man.
I'm sorry.
That's actually pretty homophobic, to be honest.
Really?
Do you have an animal?
Well, thanks for coming in. I'm sorry about
it. It is not to ask someone if they've got an animal.
Tell me if you've had this done. I went to Mardi Gras a couple of weeks ago. I've been out there.
Was that fun?
It was great fun. Yeah. Wonderful times. I was on the dance floor, interested in a gentleman. I was chatting him up, having a crack at that. Mm. Then together we met another guy. There was another guy on the dance floor. They started talking to each other. We're all hanging out. We're having a great time.
Right.
I'm a legend. I'll buy everyone drinks.
Yeah.
I'll go buy some drinks, everyone. So you guys take it here. I go to the bar, get the drinks, look over there, chatting. They seem to be getting along well. Oh, well, we're all getting along well.
Yes.
Return with the drinks, give the drinks to the friend and then to everybody. And then the guy I was interested in leant into me and said, I need you to make out with this guy for a bit. I thought, hot, sexy, fun. Yes, please.
Wow. Hang on. Mind. I don't know if our Triple M listeners are ready for
that. That escalated quickly.
Strap in, Triple M.
Okay, go for it.
So I talked to this new guy who I don't really know, and I'm like, he's very attractive. I said, hey, do you want to make out a little bit? And he looked at me and said, no. And then I looked back to the original guy. He's looking at me with disgust. And then he says, no, I said, I'm going to make out with him for a bit. I need you to leave. This is why.
Good time.
Dude, you got to come out with me and my girlfriend. We got a better chat. Yeah, trust me. Right, I know, I'll be your right.
But you were ready to go, and that's the main
I'm ready
thing,
and willing to go.
You are all hands on deck.
You're open for love.
Player.
Anyone at
hey,
all.
Hey, we wish you all the best, Tom. It's been great. Will you come back?
Yeah,
we'd love to have you back here on the air.
We'd love to.
Your stand-up show Enough is coming up. Brisbane in March, Tuesday 19th.
Get along, Brisbane.
And Melbourne, 28th March, 21st April. And Sydney too, Quanda the Play. Go and just get on board. There's a website.
Do it, idiots.
Yeah, do it. You morons. Hang on.
Comedy.com.au. Yeah. Tom Ballard, Kennedy Malloy.
On your time.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's time for this.
I call bullshit.
Excellent. It's been a while. 133353 if you want to call bullshit on anything.
Okay, I've got to get I'm
going to
kick it off. I've just got to get my ducks in order with this because I'm furious with Married at First Sight. I've gone through it all.
It's a love-hate relationship.
It is a love-hate relationship for everyone.
Yeah.
Because what we can't stand is, A, how drawn out it is, and I'll tell you what.
How many episodes are
it? It's a golden ticket for 9.
Oh,
we're up to 27. 27 episodes I've sat through with
these marriages
people.
Have gone longer than most people's marriages.
They're on to 6 weeks.
Most people have broken up and moved on by now.
Okay. Jeez. So what they did, which was super annoying, because they lost a couple of people by the wayside. They've got new couples in that have come in late to the party.
Oh, they're stacking it.
Yeah, they are.
This is going to go on forever.
So lame, right? And this couple, Susie and Billy, without doubt, I'm sorry, they are fake. They're fake and they're acting and I can't stand it. It's all set up. It's like...
Just calm the farm.
It is absolutely... She's just gorgeous but a bitch and he's just weak but hot and it's just a ridiculous storyline. I'm over at Channel 9.
I don't think you are.
I am.
I don't. You're working through it but I don't... I think saying
all they did was fight and fight and then this is how a setup it is. So I think the producers have said... I'll set it up. He's meeting her friends. They've had a terrible... They're about to break up.
Right.
And as he's talking, she's taking a sip with a straw of a drink, but she's doing it so like it's this
do,
is like
do you think
a
you're watching this too closely?
No,
this
is like a sitcom. Just wait, have a listen.
I'm never gonna try anything on
you
her.
Don't
I'm
just
a
keep
gentleman.
Going, darling.
Sweet. I just want to talk to your friends, that's all.
Like, is this like a daily occurrence? You guys arguing?
Yeah, look, we argue most days, so I need some help with this relationship. You know, I'm not completely happy in the relationship.
Okay, so that's just, anyway, they're just fake news. They're gone. They're gone. Now, here's the one. I just want to tell you a little bit more about Married at First Sight.
Far away.
I don't know if you realise, but they've got a new marriage counsellor.
Have they?
Yes.
Because the others were hopeless.
They are. And also, P.S., the bloke is the only one that talks and gives advice now, you may notice.
Interesting.
Mm.
The other two.
Stacked.
Hey, did you hear the story the other day? Could I break it quickly?
Is this story still Married at First Sight?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Coming back to you.
All right.
The guy who set up the fake marriage counselling business. You can contact him. And he pretends to be a marriage counsellor, but he agrees with all your arguments.
And not the other partners.
No kidding.
So you go, mate, I'm coming down. He goes, no worries. And so
that's like the college rule.
Jane's being really difficult. You're being difficult, Jane.
Yes. And the counsel will go, Jane, you are. Oh. You've got to either shape up or ship out.
What a great rort that would be. Okay,
well, the good news is they have got a new psychologist in town on Married at First Sight, and he's close to one of the contestants.
Are they an embarrassment to the industry?
Yes, they are.
I'm just asking because are they actually qualified?
Want to know what I say? Completely embarrassing to the industry,
right.
And they've been distanced from that. Okay, listen up. Here's the new Married psychologist.
Right.
His name is Ivan, and he's Sorrel's brother. Stand by for his incredible advice.
You're just not that right person for her. She's more precious. She's my baby sister. The last thing I want to see is her getting hurt again.
Yeah.
Stay the f*** away from her. I had to let him know exactly how I felt. I don't want him. Waste of my sister's life. Grab your shit and pretty much just f*** off.
I don't understand. Was that the psychologist?
That is Ivan, the new psychologist. He's saying he's chatted to this guy. He's read the room and he's said, you're not into my sister. She's special. She's my baby sister.
So the psychologist is going out with his sister.
Oh, God.
He's not a real psychologist.
But he is a psychologist.
I was being ironic.
Yeah.
No, he's her stupid.
Well, you picked the wrong day to be ironic. I'm just hanging in over here. I can't keep up.
Ridiculously aggressive and stay out of it, brother, that you just don't want to hear.
Oh, the penny's dropped.
Anyway, I call bullshit on you right now.
I call bullshit.
Hey, I've got one.
Yes.
Stephen Hawking is on a coin.
That's fantastic.
I call bullshit.
Why is that bullshit?
What did he ever do?
Oh.
In all honesty.
Some theory.
What? Honestly. Why? That should be reserved for people
who
have made a significant contribution.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's a genius, Stephen Hawking.
Boonie.
Boonie.
Put Boonie on a coin. Well, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
What did he ever do? Is that what you're saying?
What did Stephen Hawking ever do for me?
Well, for you. Oh, for God's sake. Oh. What did Boonie do for you?
A lot. he provides Yoda-like advice.
I'm going to move on now because that's just
ridiculous.
You're
still angry with me, aren't you?
I'm still angry because you know who Ivan was from Married at First Sight. Ivan's the new hero.
he's not a psychologist.
And I just want to know, too, what happened to Ivan's eye. We have to find out.
I did notice that the other night, actually.
I don't know whether he's been bashed up or something's happened.
Yeah. Lost it in the studio audience. The voice. There was a riot.
Okay, I've got another one.
No,
I haven't. Oh, my God. You're right.
Now.
I will stop.
He'll go on the farm. We'll go and we'll come back and continue this.
All right. Well,
Ivan. So it's his sister.
Yeah. Ivan is Sorrel's brother.
That's a beauty.
133353 if you'd like to join in with I Call Bullshit.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Michael Bullshit. 133353 if you'd like to get involved.
Stephen Hawking, I mean, he got his awards. Didn't he get a Nobel Prize or something? On a coin.
Don't you know your history of Stephen Hawking? You better look it up.
No, I don't.
Hey, I was calling bullshit today. It's my segment call. I call bullshit. Mm. And I called it on Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry, stop denying there's actors going on in that show and they're pumped up for their own future. They just want to be on the TV. Hey, Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you going?
I'm good. Are you with me, Richard, on this?
Absolutely. I call bullshit on Billy. I think he's a really bad actor.
I agree.
Remember Paul Frontal used to take the Mickey out of Home and Away? And
yes.
He reminds me of one of those characters that they...
Richard, I'm going to stop you there. I think that's a bit harsh on Billy. Oh. I think Billy's shown himself...
Richard, first start, Mick has no idea who Billy is, by the way.
I just like the phrase, I'm calling bullshit on Billy. That's my favourite phrase.
Richard, it's bugging me at the moment, and I think they've just, you know, talk about jump the shark.
Can I play the cheese platter?
Have we got cheese platter on standby?
Yes.
Richard, are you watching? I just want to know, Richard, do you watch the show by yourself or with a girlfriend or a wife? Or a partner?
I tell my wife to call me when Billy's come in and just go, what is this?
So you can see the acting style of Billy. Thank you.
Well done, Richard. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Can I do one?
Yeah, go ahead.
According to the United States, Boeing is safe to fly.
I
I call bullshit.
Sorry, so the rest of the world has gone, maybe not.
No, we're good to go. I put it to you, Jane Kennedy, that there was a flight from Canberra to Perth, and it was a Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take to get? Would you get on that flight?
100% not. 100% no.
I would if they just drove it up the Hume. and didn't.
I wonder if a plane's ever done that. That's a funny notion.
Guys, seriously, I don't want to.
We won't get there fast, but we'll get there eventually.
Cabin service, though.
Okay, I totally. Now, is that.
I'm done.
Why would that be that they are still letting that happen?
Well, apparently, one of the guys that Trump posted to one of his top posts was 30 years head of Boeing. Oh. And he's come in and said, no, we're good to go.
Okay, cool.
Get on there.
All right, so, speaking of America, and I hope it doesn't happen here, New York City will have meatless Mondays in all public schools.
Bullshit.
Are you serious?
I beg your pardon.
How can they even get kids meatless to eat Monday. Food, let alone meat? I mean,
well, what type of meat?
Any meat.
All meat.
All meat. Burgers, steak, whatever. I mean,
rissol?
Who honestly,
could you get a
if people knew what could keep a kid happy.
Frankfurt, could I get a Frankfurt?
No, I've decided I need a new show. Okay. It's just called
What About It?
How to Keep a Kid Happy at Lunchtime. Give him a Vegemite sandwich, an apple, and maybe a jam tart.
A little salumi. Could I have some salumi?
That's it.
Chorizo.
Or a cheese stick. Come on. What is going on with all the, we've got to give nutrition to our kids and blah, blah, and lunchtime. No, that's your job.
Jane.
That's your job as a parent. Jane. Do it at home, you idiots.
The children are our future.
Sure.
I said it.
Keep them well and they'll lead the way.
Oh, come on.
Good Lord.
I call bullshit right there.
I call bullshit.
Hey, well, I've got one for you. Corona are making a non-alcoholic beer. Dave.
Oh, what?
Dave, get with it.
Bullshit.
You can't call it beer.
I'm happy
it's
with that.
It's non-alcoholic.
Oh, I'm
you
so
You know what
happy.
It is? It's pineapple. They've got pineapple. It's pineapple flavoured non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, you know what
Kill
this is?
Kill me now.
Oh. No, this is
in.
Cynical.
Get
the girls in. Because the girls.
Oh, now I'm interested.
I was about to say the young girls.
Okay,
now I'm backing it.
I call bullshit.
Backing away from that one.
I think that's wise.
But what? Corona?
I know, but it's still Corona's still not sort
you
of
know,
a blokey blokey
you know where
beer
they started?
Drink,
when they
it?
Stuffed a lime in the top.
Well, isn't the that the only way you drink it?
Now they've gone the whole hog. Now they're getting rid of the beer and keeping the lime.
Hey, everyone, have you got any bullshit things?
Corona's a good beer in a warm climate.
I agree.
Okay.
So
it's a good beer any time.
Hot day.
Not really.
1-3-3-5-3.
Not a winter beer, Jane.
1-3-3-5-3.
Not Jane.
Do you want to call bullshit on anything like Mick saying beer Corona beer is only a warm climate drink?
It comes from Mexico.
Yeah.
So what?
It wasn't made
doesn't
in Belgium.
Doesn't it get cold in Mexico ever?
Nope.
Oh, well, let's just go to the weather people for that.
Oh, that'll be fascinating.
I'm just going to Google
that. Oh, okay. Hey,
does Mexico get cold?
No, it doesn't. Acapulco.
Really?
Hello, I rest my case.
Okay.
We could cross to the weatherman to see if it's what the weather's like in Mexico. If you want
big, black, Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
Ah!
1-3-3-5-3. I call bullshit.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got a couple of calls here in regard to Corona Gate. Now, I put it to you that Corona is a warm weather beer. You have scoffed at the idea. You can't drink it in a cold climate. It's just not designed that way.
I disagree. I think it's a tasty drop and you can have it any
Andrew's
time.
On the line. Hello, Andrew. Got anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy.
And Jane, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Andrew.
What's your thoughts on the matter?
Totally agree, Mick. I'm a VB man.
Good for you.
Melbourne.
All
Melbourne.
Great beers.
Corona's from somewhere else, and you got to like Jane said, we've got to put a lime or a lemon in it to make it taste nice.
Sure, but you can pound them down up in the Territory or in the Kimberley or something
but
like that.
Never cold enough. Never cold enough, Mick.
A case of beer can go very quickly on it.
Andrew, I think you have
trip.
I think you have a point there. Never cold enough.
Word. Okay, well, Jane, you're just causing trouble now. Cade, are you on the line?
What would you
like to add to the Corona conversation?
Speaking of Corona, I was in Mexico last year.
Name dropper.
Home of the Corona. Yeah, how hot was it, by the way? Were you wearing how hot was it? Were you wearing sandals?
Yeah, I was in singlets, representing Australia.
Really
singlet
warm.
Shorts and thongs. And,
excellent.
Sitting down with them, and they were telling me that the lime you put in the Corona is to keep the flies away.
Oh, oh, no kidding.
There you go.
Well,
I said, I call bullshit.
Oh, no. Hey, I like your style, Cade. Have we got a prize for Cade?
That's why people drink so quickly up in the territory.
To get the flies away.
We have flies away and get it down while
Who
it's cold.
Who told you that?
Get it down when it's cold. I
Who
know.
Who told you that?
Because that's the way I
Someone's
do it.
Someone's spinning it to you.
You wouldn't know. It's the Outback.
Hey, oh, how dare you?
We're here thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance,
what would you
by
drink
the way.
Up there?
I want to drink the Outback.
What would you drink?
Just a cold VB.
Yeah.
From the stubby.
Right.
With a hat on.
All right.
And sexy shorts.
The Ford 2018 plate clearance is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Hey, Ford.
Ford, yeah. Wait a minute.
I tell you who'd be at home in the territory, hey. And that's Ford.
Yeah, you're right.
I would drive from Broome to Kununurra in the Ford Ranger, and I wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Can I come too? What do you mean?
Yes, you can. Yes,
do I sit in the front trip. Or do I sit in the back?
No, you sit in the front and you can bring your big dog and we'll put him in the back. Do you know what we'll do? Cool. We'll pick up dogs along the way. We'll be able to get 40 in the back.
Genius.
Yeah?
Well, we could do a reality show. We could do the Fort Plate Clearance reality show.
Yeah.
Mickey, Janie, and a whole bunch of dogs in a ute going across Australia.
In the range. Mm. You can stand in the back doing like the Priscilla Queen of the Desert.
That would be fabulous.
Dress.
Yep.
Hold me behind the wheel of the majestic range.
With
we'll
your arm
the
out the window.
We will be.
Red dirt.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you
Never
what.
Never come back.
Do you know why it's good, though? You don't even have to go to the Outback. Mm. You can get one drive around the city. Because guess what? They're only $59.90 drive away at the moment. The Ranger XLT.
I call bullshit.
No.
Oh. Are you serious?
No.
I call bullshit.
This is serious. $59.90 drive away, Mickey. The Ranger XLT 4x4, 3.2-litre manual. Yeah. Manual, that's what I love.
If Peter Falconio had been driving a Ranger.
Now, listen, I don't want you to bring him up in this advertisement. I'll tell you what I want to bring up is the fact that this is a manual car. So that is for real women and for real men. Hey, hands up, who's got their manual licence around here? Anyone... manual license of our producers?
Sure. Yep.
James. No way. No, he wouldn't. He's 22. No one gets there.
I'll tell you what to do. You can drive it.
Okay.
And I'll strap myself to the undercarriage, Max Cady style.
Oh,
and we'll drive across the
You've
desert.
You've done two bad references to do with
the
a double
can
cab.
Overcome that because the Ranger is
no,
the
we're
behemoth.
We're changing.
He's the beast.
No, we're changing the image.
It's a great truck.
We're making it for women and men. You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah.
Because it's got rain-sensing wipers.
It does.
It's got auto headlamps. And
it's got everything you need.
Lights.
Nothing you don't need.
Sat-nav, mate.
Yeah.
And 800mm water waiting. Mickey, get back to me later. You won't know what that is, but I do. I'm a fisherwoman.
I'm going to go and sit in one out the front.
Hey,
well
hurry
done,
to your
Ford.
Participating Ford dealer before this deal passes you by. Ford.com.au for full details. Go, everybody.
Thanks, Ford.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hang on.
Where'd
that come
from? Mick's antsy. He's antsy because he's just requested. Oh, I told you that
works.
Our jiggers from Valentine's Day are still in the audience.
Yoink.
They hurt. And again, smell of burning hair. Not cool. Hey, we were doing Mick and Jane Gone Wild. We love animal stories. We're
excellent.
Talking about the paraglider who was landing on a strip and kangaroos attacked him as he landed, which is outrageous. Yeah. David McNamara's on the line. Hey, David.
Hey, guys.
Were you listening to us driving home? What happened to you?
Yeah, listen, I was having a bit of a laugh. I've seen the paraglider getting beaten up by a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, this bloody bird flies straight in my car.
Oh, oh wow.
A live action shot. And you've seen this one.
You've seen this picture.
It's a Rosella, I can tell.
Is it okay?
What now? I don't
think it'd survive.
Oh.
Is that true?
David.
No.
It's a hit and run.
Dr. Harry,
David Attenborough's looking for you.
Hey, David, thanks for calling up. Good on you. We got a prize pack for you, David.
That is spooky.
Hey, we also had people calling up to find out. We're talking about whales.
I said in the same segment, I wanted to kick a whale on the balls.
Yeah.
And then we
disputed the fact that whales had balls.
And someone has sent us the.
Anatomy of a whale, male whale.
And they do. They're on the inside.
Yeah, so
on the outside is your fin.
Hey, I've seen plenty of David Attenborough docos to tell
that. Then you've got your blubber.
Mm.
Then inside, you've got your testes, your kidney.
Oh, all right.
Diaphragm in there.
Interesting.
And your pelvic bone.
And don't say what that slit word is.
It's a...
don't say it. Anyway, it's all on the inside.
Tractor penis muscle.
No. As suspected, and as I said, as an animal expert... It's all smooth underneath a whale.
I'm just saying, if you can punch a shark in the face.
But he was inside. He was inside. He'd have to do it in his cheeks.
You can do that.
It was too hard.
I would get out and get it in a headlock and just keep hammering
away. So you say.
I'd punch it in the eye.
Oh, you're all feisty now. Until you're inside a whale.
How Australian would that be?
All right. We also discussed the case of the day going around the world is this fact that colleges, there's fraud being committed by wealthy Americans who are trying to scam their kids into top universities and colleges, and it was a disgrace. Mm. We asked everybody, what did you do for your kids? Mm-hmm. And some of the calls we didn't get to, Anouk said her dad used influence so he could meet political figures in Sri Lanka to get an idea of what he wants to do in life. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means. No. I should have reread that before I read it out.
Started a civil war, did he? I mean, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a real deal. Scott says, got stepsons a private box at Suncorp Stadium, all above board, of course. Jeff said his sister-in-law went around lobbying for her kids to get school captain.
Why would you do it for your stepkids?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it for my own kids.
Why? To get in the good books.
Stepkids. Oh, okay.
It's hard enough being a step-parent, I imagine. Idiots. And Michelle said she waited in line 5 hours waited in line 5 hours for One Direction tickets, missed out. She waited an extra hour for Brisbane tickets and flew and bought flights to see One Direction.
Have you seen the bit... it's on the internet. With dads waiting at One Direction concerts.
No.
It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. So they take their daughters and then they have to go, and it's just like an excerpt of dads. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
That is funny.
Hey, all right. Now, when's the missus home?
She's home on... I booked the ticket today, so she'll be home Saturday afternoon. Yeah, finally. It's been
Tidying up? What have you done?
The house is in immaculate condition.
What did you have for dinner last night?
We had... it was a frozen meal that Liz had prepared a few weeks
ago. Do you know how to defrost?
Of course I do.
Okay.
In the microwave?
Yeah, sure. Hey, tomorrow...
What?
We have got... Charlie Pickering coming on.
Right.
Yes. And did you know Judith Lucy has joined?
I saw the promos. Yep. That's exciting news.
That's a good cast.
Fantastic.
Lineup. Great
Love
decision.
Jude.
And we've also got the CEO of the Grand Prix. The Grand Prix is in Melbourne. Andrew Westacott's coming in.
You
he's my great
tickets.
Friend. And he's Where's got a
ticket?
Special surprise for me as well.
I've got a bad feeling about you, Mick.
So have I.
Anyway, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now, catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at Ford.com.au.